Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching was recorded at our 2011 Washington, D.C. Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
In Romans chapter 5, verse 1, it says, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." The only way that you'll ever really have peace, rest, in your relationship with God is if you understand justification by faith, not by effort, not by works, not by your goodness, but it's by putting faith in Jesus. And then the next verse says, "By whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God." You access faith by grace. The way you get what God has already provided is by faith. But now, I've been talking about grace. Let me talk about faith over here and define some of these things. Most people believe faith is something you do to get something from God. You might not phrase it that way, but I can guarantee you the vast majority of people, that's how they see faith. Faith is something I do to make God move. Matter of fact, you'll even hear people say, "Faith moves God." Faith doesn't move God. God's not stuck. God has anticipated every need that you'll ever have. He's already moved by grace. He's provided everything. When you come and say, "Oh Lord, save me," Jesus doesn't die. He died 2,000 years ago, anticipating that you would be born, knowing everything you would ever do, and He already dealt with your sins and paid for it. And before you ever came to a place where you called on the Lord for salvation, He had already provided it. God did not move when you said, "Oh Lord, save me." You were already saved, and all you had to do was put faith in what Jesus had already done. Well, it's the same thing with healing. When you pray and say, "Oh Lord, the doctor, here's the doctor's report, would you please heal me?" God already knew that this was going to happen to you. He already paid for it. Your healing is already done. And He has already placed on the inside of you the same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead. Ephesians 1:18 says that. 1:18 and 19. You already have raising from the dead power on the inside of you. But the problem is we're saying, "Oh God, heal me." He's already done it by grace. And instead of us accessing it by faith and taking our authority and say, "Thank you, Father, I believe I'm healed and I have this power. And so now I speak it and release it with my mouth." Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it will eat the fruit thereof." Instead of us taking our authority and saying, "In the name of Jesus, body, you be healed. Satan, you leave me. Cancer, you be gone." We pray and say, "Oh God, please heal me." A person that says that doesn't understand grace and faith. They think that God is going to respond to them. If I'll call out in faith, then God will heal me. No, God's already healed you. If you need to be healed tonight, God's not going to get off His throne and take stripes on His back and heal you. By His stripes you were healed. 1 Peter 2:24. It's already been done. He's already paid for it. The Lord doesn't heal people today. He healed people 2,000 years ago, and people today access what He has already done by faith. But this is a critical point. It took me 20 years to get this figured out in my brain. I'm slower than most. You don't have to be as slow as I was. But this changed my life. Faith is not something I do to move God. God has already moved by grace and provided everything. Here's my definition of faith. Faith just appropriates what God has already provided by grace. Man, that is awesome. I don't know if you got that, but that is one powerful statement. Faith only appropriates what God has already provided by grace. If God hasn't already done it, your faith can't make Him do it. Look at this passage of Scripture over in Mark chapter 11. verse 23. This is the passage that Kenneth Hagin wrote. Mark chapter 11, verse 23. It says, "For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith." And then in verse 24, "Therefore I say unto you, whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them." Don't believe when you see it. When the doctor says you're healed, "Oh, I was healed." No, you got to believe when you pray. Not when you feel it. Not when the doctor confirms it. Not when the banker says you're free. You got to believe when you pray, and then you shall, future tense, have it. This says whatsoever. Did you know in the Greek, whatsoever means whatsoever? It means anything. And some people have taken this and they just claim all kinds of stuff. They say, "Man, I like that woman. I thank God I'm claiming her." That's not what this is talking about. There was actually a woman in Arlington, Texas, where I grew up, that started a Bible school back in the early days of the charismatic move. And you know, back in those days, there weren't charismatic churches, spirit-filled churches. There was nobody in leadership. You had people leading the body of Christ who had been saved for a year or baptized in the Holy Spirit for a year, and they didn't know which end was up. And so because of it, there was just anything went. And anyway, this woman started a Bible school, and she based it on this scripture. She claimed Kenneth Copeland as her husband. Because it says, "Whatsoever you desire." She desired Kenneth Copeland to be her husband. So she stood on this verse and said, "In the name of Jesus, I claim Kenneth Copeland as my husband." And the way that she dealt with Gloria Copeland, Kenneth's wife, was to say, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue." And she cursed Gloria and commanded Gloria to die. She had a wedding service where she actually wore a wedding dress and married Kenneth Copeland in the spirit. He wasn't there physically, but in the spirit, she married him and had a wedding service, cursed Gloria, commanded her to die, and just waited on Gloria to die so that she could marry Kenneth Copeland. Now, see, I see some of you shaking your head. No. Why not? Didn't this say whatsoever? Isn't that a whatsoever? Why can't you do it? Here's the answer. Because God did not provide adultery and murder for you by grace. Faith doesn't make God do anything. Faith only reaches out and appropriates what has already been provided. And Jesus did not provide adultery and murder for you in his atonement. So you can't make it happen. You can't take this verse and say, "In the name of Jesus, I commit the perfect bank robbery. I'm going to steal $1 million and I will not be caught in the name of Jesus because I confess it with my mouth and believe it in my heart." God didn't provide thievery for you in the atonement. Faith can't make God do anything. You can't take your faith and say, "In the name of Jesus, I'm winning the lottery. God's given me the secret combination." God won't fix the lottery. That's against the law. The Bible teaches against wealth gotten by vanity. If you're buying a lottery ticket, you are wasting your money. God will never help you win the lottery. And I know some of you are disappointed. But it's true. Well, somebody's going to win. Yeah, one out of 450 million. If you want to play those odds, mercy. You ought to be giving in the offering and get a guaranteed 100-fold return instead of taking your chances. But see, there's people that try and use faith to say, "Well, I'm claiming this person. I want them. I'm claiming this job. Did God provide that for you in His atonement? Is that His will for you? You can't make God do anything. God has anticipated everything good for you. He's not going to help you go out and find the perfect prostitute for the evening. He's not going to help you win the lottery. He's not going to help you lie and steal. He's not going to help you do anything wrong. But if it was provided by grace, then faith just reaches out and appropriates what God has already provided. And if you can understand what I'm saying, this totally changes everything. Because now, instead of me having the burden of, oh, I've got to make God move, I need this really badly. So now I'm going to fast. I'm going to pray. I'm going to get the prayer chain together. I'm going to go to Andrew Womack's meeting and have him wave his hand over me, and I'm going to do something and make God move. Boy, there's a lot of people. There's a lot of people right here in this room that's exactly the way you think. You are saying, what do I have to do to make God move? That statement shows you don't understand the true gospel. It shows you don't understand grace. You think that God has yet to supply what it is that you need. But the truth is, God by grace anticipated everything that you will ever need. See, this is how I relate to this need that I have of this campus. I could spend a lot of time on this, but you know, it wasn't my desire. This isn't something I dreamed up and am trying to get God to do. I didn't even want a Bible school, and God told me to start it. And it's just blessed. And we now have like 2,000 people in the system, and it's going to grow to where we have thousands and thousands, and God is doing it. We had to do something. So we were looking at buying property. It was $90 million to buy. I got this wrong. What was it? $20 million to buy 90 acres out so far outside of Colorado Springs. They didn't have utilities out there. It was undesirable. It was a flat piece of ground with nothing on it. It was way, way, way outside the city limits. $20 million to buy 90 acres or get this beautiful piece of property inside the city limits, 157 acres with a $3 million lodge on it for $4 million.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on the true gospel. This teaching series was recorded at our 2011 Washington, D.C. area Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM243 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The third CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the third teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour at www.awmi.net.
I'd like to encourage you to call our helpline. We have some tremendous people answering the phone, some of my best friends, and every single person on the phones has been taught, and we see miraculous things happen. I mean, I could spend a lot of time talking about the testimonies, but the bottom line is that there is help available to you. Not only can you get the materials if you'll ask for them, but there's people that can pray with you, there's people that can answer your questions, and they would love to be able to help you any way they can. We're open from 4 a.m. until 9:30 p.m. every weekday, except a holiday. Our number is 719-635-1111. That's 719-635-1111.